Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew, board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And it is my pleasure to welcome back to the show Tony and Wayne from Static X.
It's our pleasure to be welcomed back.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for having the pleasure of me welcoming you back to the show.
It's a pleasure.
The new CD is called Machines. It is out. It shipped gold, which is nice. Is that means the record stores wanted enough of them for it to go gold before you ship them?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
And do they eat those if they don't sell them? Not that they wouldn't, but...
I don't think so. They end up either going back or in a cutout bin somewhere. So they are careful about how many they order.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Let's send them back.
What I'm saying is can I... Well, what if a record shipped gold... They didn't sell as many as they thought they were going to sell, and then they gave them back.
Well, here's the classic status. Here's the classic example. Remember when Kiss, they all put out their own solo records?
And they all shipped gold.
Yeah.
Right.
And they ended up in cutout bins.
Right.
Right.
They didn't sell squat.
They don't then lay claim to being a gold record.
They wouldn't.
No.
Well, but this is gold anyway, right?
Of course it will.
I think it's close.
I don't think it actually shipped gold, but very close.
Yeah. First CD went platinum, I'm reading here, which is very nice. And I got to believe we had some small part in that, Drew, having him on the Loveline
that
way.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll give you some dates, and we'll hear something off the new CD and all that stuff. You guys are doing the Family Values Tour?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we're not sure when yet.
It's mid-October.
Yeah,
it starts. I think it ends in L.A. around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What are we in? Are we in like a year four for that? I mean,
sounds right.
Aren't these new, Drew? You know these tours we keep thinking are brand new.
Yeah.
That are going into their eighth and ninth year.
Yeah, pops.
I mean, doesn't that freak out a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't Family Values, wasn't that just like Korn from about four or five years ago?
Korn did it like two years.
Did they start it?
Yeah, I guess so.
They still like own the tour type of deal, I think. And they still have like, you know, say in who's on the tour.
What happened to Korn? They never come around here anymore.
No, they're coming out. I talked to their manager at the Weenie Roast, and they're coming out with a new CD, or they're going in the studio soon, and then they'll come in here. I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I haven't seen him too much. All right, so Static X here. We'll hear something off the new CD. I'll give you some dates coming up where you can find them in a city or town near you. And we'll take some phone calls. Dustin?
Yo, what up, dog?
You're 21.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I made up my question, man, but I do got a question for you, though.
Okay.
Like I smoke a lot of weed, man.
Right.
I want to know, like, what's that going to do to me in, like, 20 years, man?
20 years of daily pot? What's that going to do to you?
Yeah.
Well, you nothing, but a regular guy would feel the effects of it. I don't believe Dustin can sink any lower.
Well, like with any addiction, Dustin, what'll happen is they'll start being mounting consequences in your life. Now, typically what happens is people get depressed with this drug. The sort of the history of marijuana dependency is it works for a while, then it stops working, and then you start getting depressed, then you smoke more to try to deal with the depression, since that's really why you've been using the pot in the first place, is try to regulate your feelings.
Well, I mean, but like when I was young, like a few years ago, I used to drink a lot, and I used to get in a lot of trouble, and ever since I started smoking bud, I ain't been in no trouble.
Well, that's fine.
That's a separate issue. We've always, was it House of Pain? Who are the guys that we were posted?
Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cypress Hill made that case for us here a couple of times. They were all hopped up when they were younger, and now they look like...
Right, they're relaxed.
You have to poke them with a stick to get them going.
They're like, Be Real was like, I'm going to rape you and murder you tomorrow. I got some TV to watch tonight.
Yeah. But you'll start accelerating the use, you'll get more depressed, you'll switch back to alcohol or find something like speed.
All right, but given a choice between a young hooligan like Dustin, and by the way, how do you get the name Dustin?
Made that up too.
Must be like Angel Dust or something.
Probably spelled all funny too.
Right. Right, there's some apostrophe and at the end. but between him being loaded and him being stoned, you're going to pick stoned every time,
between
right?
Alcohol and pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've made that point reasonably.
It subdues you.
Yeah, it's not an aggressive drug. Maybe you wouldn't want him on speed or cocaine. That's
no,
for sure.
No, not at all. I remember once I heard this story about a boxer who got his title stripped from him because he drug tested after the fight. They found traces of marijuana in his system. And I was like, give the guy another belt. I mean, if this guy had traces of THC, whether he was getting baked, you know, on the way to Madison Square Garden or maybe just smoked a little weed earlier in the week, any way you slice it, come on, give the guy another belt. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's going to enhance your performance. Imagine being stoned and going 12 rounds.
Right. Wearing a weight belt.
Colleen?
Hi, okay, it's not just me. It's my friend Laura, too.
All right.
Oh, my God. All right.
Hey, Laura.
Basically, our friend Lindsay, yeah. We're really worried about her because she's doing... Wait, she can't hear this, can she? Like, the guy said he was going to call her, but, like, can she hear this?
I don't think... Have you called her yet, the girlfriend?
No.
He's talking to her right now. So.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Oh,
so you better talk while he's talking to her.
Okay. Well, basically, like, we're really worried about her because she goes to, like, a tanning bed, like...
Every single day.
Like, for, like, a really long time, for, like, 30 minutes.
And she does, like, a whole lot of other, like, really self-destructive, like, behaviors. Like, she's, like, we think she's anorexic, maybe, like, possibly bulimic. She, like, compulsively exercises, like...
All right. Have you confronted her?
Let me translate this. Lindsay's hot. Colleen and Laura Porkers.
No.
And they ain't getting none.
Laura, stop.
Yeah, don't even engage Adam, Laura. Just relax.
Come on. She's skinny and tan.
Just let him go.
Break.
Not
how bad could she be?
Listen.
That's not true, though.
Have you guys brought this up to her?
This is the thing. She put on a little weight, and she's worried about it.
Hey, Colleen, Laura, yes? have you brought this up to her?
Yeah.
And what does she say? And what does she say?
She's like, oh, well, everybody dies anyway. And we're like, oh.
Oh, boy. Well,
is she single?
What?
Is she single?
Tony's interested.
Yeah.
So, is there any adult you could talk to that might get her some help?
Well, no, but that's not even, like, the main problem. The main problem is that there's this guy who she, like, met on the internet, and, like, he went to the school she goes to now.
But he got kicked out for some, like, mysterious reason that no one knows about.
He got kicked out the year before she came. She's 16, he's 19.
He's a knife thrower.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, he's 19, and he got kicked out of high school?
No. He's 19 now.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to get kicked out after.
He got kicked out, like, 2 years ago.
I see.
Right.
Okay. So he may be
a troublemaker.
That's
called graduating.
Right. So anyway, they met online, and, like, he wanted to meet her for pizza or something. So we're like, okay, we don't think this is a good idea. So then now we're talking to her online, like, a little while ago, and she's like, yeah, he actually made reservations for a dinner cruise.
And listen, are her parents available to be spoken to, or are they sort of a pain in the neck? They're not
available. Well, they're, like, divorced. And
yeah. Yeah, her dad's in, like, Hawaii with his girlfriend.
And how about mom? Is she available?
She, like, works all the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Does her crotch smell at all?
No? Let's try to help. Come on.
Well, they're just talking so much smack about her.
But they're worried about her.
They're worried about her in a kind of catty way, though, wouldn't you say?
No, we're really not.
I know this sounds bad. Like, we're jealous of her because she's, like, 10 and 10, but it's really not like that. Like, I promise. Like,
okay. Are you guys have boyfriends?
Well, I did, but he moved to Texas.
Shocking. So. Shocking.
What?
What about you, Laura?
Moved or fled?
No.
Moved or chased a speeding train and jumped on the back of it. No boyfriends between the two of you?
No, not with you.
Oh, I'm floored.
All right,
shocking.
Well, here's what you guys need to know. You can't change her behavior, okay?
I know. We're just worried about, like, what's going to happen tomorrow night. Like,
with this guy?
Killed or anything. Because she's going in the same car with this guy.
Oh, that's bad.
I know.
Can't you alert some adult to this? Can't you tell someone so she's...
I don't know who to tell. Like, we don't want to tell our parents because, like...
I mean, that may be important to tell them.
Why is she so desperate?
I don't know.
She's acting out. She's acting... It's all part of that sort of syndrome, right? She's acting out sexually. She's acting out aggressively. She's acting out with eating disorder.
Okay. Why don't you chaperone her on the date, like
we
a trailer in a golf
to.
Cart or something?
Jump in the trunk of the car.
Right.
She has this friend who, like, met some guy online. Now they're, like, in love or something, apparently. So, like, she, I don't know, her friend, like, is advising her to do this.
Oh.
All right.
We were able to get Lindsay on the phone here.
All right. How do we do this, Drew?
Can we kill us?
I hold still, girls, please. Oh, did either one of you think I'm cute, by the way?
I do. I think you are so cute. I listen to you all the time.
Fine. Okay. You're out of the doghouse. Drew, how do we get Lindsay on?
Sure, let's put them in hold and talk to Lindsay. Put Lindsay on the bottom rung there. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hey, Lindsay?
Lindsay?
All right. Lindsay, are you there?
Yes.
There she is.
Okay. We have your friends Colleen and Laura on the line. Mm-hmm. They're worried about you.
You're meeting up with some guy tomorrow night you've never met, and he's mysteriously been thrown out of a school, and you met on the internet, right?
I have friends that know him.
You do?
Yeah.
They've met him in prison?
No.
No.
Don't you think it's a little bit dangerous to really just suddenly go out with someone you don't know is an adult? You're 15?
I'm not 15. I'm almost 17.
Almost 17. I beg your
pardon. That's different.
Right. All right. Well, she's full grown. And what friends of yours know him?
Well, we go to, like, a really small private school, and we have, like, big sisters and little sisters and stuff, and my big sister went out with him.
All right. What'd she say about him?
She's a sophomore.
Wait, what did she say about him?
Oh, she's still friends with him, but she already left her college, so I can't get in touch with her.
And he was kicked out of your school, is that right?
He wasn't kicked out. He left for personal reasons.
What were those personal reasons?
He raped someone.
No.
A knife-throwing accident again?
I don't know what they were.
All right. So, okay, you know the guy sort of then? I don't know.
I never met him.
Aren't you a little worried about that?
I'm usually, like, not the kind of person to do this, but, like, I don't know. I really...
Well, Lindsay, take some sort of safeguard.
Now take some pepper spray. And what about the eating disorder? What's going on with that?
That mom walked in?
What?
What about the eating disorder?
What eating disorder?
Do you got something going on in that department?
Not really.
Not really? Just sort of?
Do you ever purge?
And hold on. Her mom, I think her mom, like, came in. Yeah. This is going on for 20 minutes, right, Drew. I can't handle this anymore.
All right.
Do you really care?
I care, but I don't know if we can do much. You know?
Look, I don't take this the wrong way, but so a 16-year-old chick gets snuffed. You never met her before. You know what I'm saying? It happens every day.
If you're lucky, it'll show up on the news tomorrow.
Right. It's not like you're going to do any time.
It's better than what we had thought. Right, she kind of knows the guy. She knows people that knows the guy.
Right.
Her friends need to get her to someone who can take care of her. The eating disorder is not going to get better without treatment.
Right.
And they can't change it, and they got to get her or find an adult who can leverage her in.
Tony and Wayne are here, by the way, from Static X. Adam?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
I got two things. First, I want to ask for yours and Drew's blessings. Because I'm getting married sometime around Christmas.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, how do you pull that off at 15?
Oh, one of the parents on either side has to sign.
Just one.
Yeah, just
the other commits suicide.
Huh?
Wow.
Well, only one.
The other can't protest.
The other one really doesn't have to.
Wow. So who signed? Hers or yours?
Oh, we're not married yet, but my dad's going to sign after he gets out of jail.
Oh, thoughtful of him.
Dad, I need a favor. When are you paroled?
Okay,
January.
Hey,
no,
Dad,
that'll work.
I'll post bail if you do this little favor for me.
Adam, what's the
Dad,
hurry?
Dad, you want a carton of cigarettes and some porn? All right.
Yeah, man.
Good. I'm glad I got your attention. Now listen up, Pops.
Adam, what's the hurry? Why marriage?
Because I'm in love with her, and she's in love with me, and just one night I just...
Right. No.
Dude, you're 15.
No, I know, but why waste your teens single? You know?
Exactly.
You best to tie the knot and get started.
Who is she running away from?
Start a family.
She's running away from nobody.
Oh, please.
I'm going to see my mom. She's somewhere in Florida, and my dad's in prison, and my stepdad kicked me out the house, so I hopped a train to Georgia, staying with friends.
Oh, my God.
Wow, and hey, can you hop trains now? Can you still do that?
Well, I didn't hop a train. I paid for a ticket.
Oh, I see.
You can still hop trains. I used to do that over on Main Street.
And Main. And so your dad, what's he in prison for?
Being an idiot. He was driving on a suspended license, fake drive out tag, no proof of insurance, and a probation violation from 12 years earlier for passing bad checks.
Like I said, probation violation.
Right.
And he was speeding.
Okay. You see, your dad's kind of an idiot. And he'll be out soon?
Kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be out in like October or something like that.
That was the first.
Well, no wonder he's signing this damn thing.
Right.
That was the first encouraging thing Adam said, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, Adam...
righteous indignation at his father's behavior.
Adam sort of sounds like his mind functions pretty well, and he sounds like he's got his head screwed on okay for someone who's been through what he's been through.
Wait till you hear what my second question is.
All right. God. Go ahead.
I'd have this kind of thing, like, piercing thing.
Right.
I've got like a crap load of piercings and things like that, and I love to pierce myself.
Right.
You know, my legs and all my arms and things like that.
Pierce or mutilate? You cut.
Yeah.
You're cutting.
Yeah, and like the other night, I was like at a party and burnt like six cigarettes out of my arm.
Okay. All right.
And I want to know what like what's like my drive or whatever.
What are you doing with that? There are various theories about that. One way to think of it is that your brain has all these overwhelming feelings it's carrying around and doesn't have any way to manage them. And when they really start coming to the surface, one of the things you can do to avoid having them or to manage them is to distract yourself. And I suspect the other part of this is that you've been through some very, very intense experiences in your life.
Yeah.
And in order, the way your brain chemistry alters from that trauma, sometimes people will use arousal as a way of managing feelings so these feelings of the trauma don't surface.
Yeah, I masturbate a lot.
So you were sexually abused too?
Oh, no.
What about my no ashtray theory?
What's that?
There just wasn't an ashtray around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's simple thinking, but that's the way my people are.
You got to do something with it.
When I was young, I thought scars looked cool.
Yeah.
So I used to just like do stuff like that because I thought it looked cool.
Oh, I got another question.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't got enough time, but look. Can I talk real quick? No.
Yeah. Come on, quick.
Drew, do we want to spend five minutes on every mother effing call?
Some tough calls so far tonight. Go ahead. All right.
I just want to know if maybe sometime I could like come on the air and help you guys out for like 5 or 10 minutes sometime.
Okay, go ahead, genius.
Okay.
No.
No.
No. You kidding?
Adam, take care of your life.
It's
take
long
care
answer.
Of your life. We got a lot of stuff you're dealing with here.
All right, look, don't get your girlfriend pregnant. Do whatever you want. Don't get anyone pregnant.
I made a promise to my stepdad.
Don't get addicted.
A grandfather before you.
Don't get addicted to anything either. You're going to have a tendency to go towards stuff just the way you're going towards the cutting and the burning and all that.
That's right.
Just stick to the cutting and the burning.
That's right. Focus on the cutting and your burning. If this kid cannot get on to something, booze, heroin, whatever, and not get anyone pregnant in the next 3 to 5 years, I will consider that a coup.
Triumph.
Success. Triumph. That's right. Absolutely. Luke?
Yeah.
You're 17.
That is correct.
You're on with Static X. You're virgin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always hear that voice. I know that virgin voice.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that before.
I'm hearing it now.
Yeah. Well, my question is, what exactly is the base system in regards to sex? Like baseball?
Right.
I've heard many different points on it, and just I want to get a confirmation.
I think it's changing.
I think we may have to.
It's changed from when we were baseball playing age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's now 2 bases between first and second.
Yeah, I know.
We have to add more bases on the diamond. We have to make it an octagon.
Well,
it's no longer a diamond.
I don't think baseball applies anymore.
All right, let's see if we can agree on this. First base is kissing with the tongue, you know, like making out.
Yeah.
Maybe a little touchy-feely stuff, too.
See, you coming up first base.
No, first base. If you just got to first base, you can't be doing more than kissing.
No, over the clothes, though.
Yeah.
Over the clothes?
Touching over the clothes.
And that's all involved in first base?
Tony?
I'd buy that.
Tony's a virgin. He doesn't know.
But he knows
baseball. Yeah, that's me. I'm a virgin.
So, all right.
Hey.
All right. Here's the deal. Kissing with the tongue. And maybe a little hand rubbing around, but nothing specific.
Yeah.
No nipple flicking.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, second base, that's boobs, that's up the shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on. Do you go down the shirt or up the pants? No, down the pants, up the shirt.
It's up the shirt, down the pants.
I asked a group of kids.
Yeah.
I was in a large group of adolescent kids down in Houston. I asked them to put these things on the base for me.
Yeah.
And they put oral sex on second base.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, Drew, you love to do that. One guy said it.
No.
Drew, thank God I know you well enough not to listen to you anymore.
The room consensus.
So let me guess. The second base was oral, third was vaginal, and then home run was anal.
No. Anal was also off the diamond. It didn't
count. That's dugout.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the dugout. You should see me throw a tantrum in the dugout, throwing the bats around, tossing the Gatorade cooler. It's out of control. All right, wait a minute. Luke, don't listen to Drew.
So second base is close off?
Second base is boob Well, listen, you got to combine a few activities on some of these bases.
Yeah, you have to.
Second base is mainly about the boob.
Yeah.
Feeling, maybe a little nibbling,
pops,
and all that kind
pops.
Of stuff.
I think you're way behind on that one.
Well, look, listen, home run has to be intercourse.
Yes.
It has to be.
Because
that's the symbolically, it needs to be that.
And that's the only one that's actually
go back from there.
Right, I'm going back from there. So third base has to be oral.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Go back.
And second base has to be feeling, could be underneath. Could be downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought of second base as hand in the pan.
It wasn't. When we were
okay,
there.
So maybe it did that, and then all the weird stuff, you know, the dirty Sanchez and stuff like that. That's
extra
diamond.
Innings.
That's right. All right. So Luke, in review.
Yeah.
First base, making out with some hand wandering outside of the clothes.
All right.
Second base, hands wandering everywhere.
Okay.
On bare skin. Third base, you got the oral sex.
Got it.
And home run, of course, is the actual intercourse.
All right, but what about the third party stuff?
Oh, I mean, like when you got to go to the bullpen?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's still, it's all, whenever you get past home plate, you're just past it.
You're in a new game. It's a different game.
Right.
It's no longer baseball.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's football.
It's cricket.
It's a game of yards from there.
Sonia?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 22. You're on a Static X.
I am?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's hard to believe.
I'm on my cell phone. I'm, in my car. Anyway, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism about, 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I never really did anything about it. I was on Tapazole for a while, and I went off it. And I saw my recent endocrinologist, and she put me in the hospital, and I was treated for that. And so now I'm, in the middle. I'm not on Synthroid yet.
Have you had ablation yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you had the ablation yet?
What's the ablation? The
radioactive iodine.
Yeah, that's why I was in the hospital.
So you had that, and now you're on the way down.
Now on the way down, and I'm starting to gain weight, so I'm, working out a lot, and I'm really watching what I'm eating. So I weighed myself, the other day, and I weighed, 7 pounds over what my normal weight was.
Hmm. Yeah, what you gain weight with the thyroid condition.
Well, you really
right?
don't.
Right.
You don't.
You don't?
You can lose weight when you're hyperthyroid.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you may be gaining back what you had all abnormally lost. But being
I've always been overweight.
But being so right,
you're going back to normal.
I'm interested in this.
Hypothyroid, although people have this concept that it causes weight gain, it causes fluid retention more than weight gain. There can be a slight weight increase, and the medicines that they use to treat the hyperthyroidism can cause her to gain weight. So I was going to find out what she was taking.
All right. Well, hold on a second. Hyper and hypo. What's the difference?
Hyper is high. Hypo is low.
Right.
Upper. Under.
Right. Hyper high, hypo low.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one that always drives me insane? One means, globally, and the other means locally. They're the same word, essentially. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, globally.
Yeah, one means everywhere, and one means pinpoint. It's another medical term, but it's used all over the place. We've had this discussion before.
It's driving me crazy now.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to come up with it in a second, and it drives me nuts when there's certain words to me, push and pull shouldn't start with the same two letters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many times you hit that restaurant door and smacked into it because you didn't bother reading the last two letters, and everyone turned and looked because the aluminum frame of the thing whacked against the jam? I'd like one to say yank and the other to say push. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Want the same two letters. They're too close. I don't like when words sound almost alike but mean totally different things.
There's push, pull, and press.
Hypo and hyper.
Hyper and hypo. So.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Local and global. You're driving me insane now.
Well, think about it. You're a smart guy. I gave you the clue. It's there. One means everything. The other means nothing. One means almost nothing. The other means everywhere.
Let me think about it.
Internet questions best left to theologists.
Dictionary, endo anyone? Or, wait a minute.
No? Well, you're getting close. I think it is something like that. No, okay.
Well, what were we talking about?
I don't know. I mean, let's
exocrine and endocrine or something?
No, you don't. You know what? Don't think too much. Just think a little bit.
Right.
You're thinking too much. Should we take a break?
Yes, please.
Do we answer a question?
No.
Let's take a break.
Let's just answer it off the air.
Not one.
Okay.
Today.
Not one. Static X is here. We're all going to think about that last 20 minutes, and then we'll get back.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Tony and Wayne are both here from Static X. New CD, Machines, is out as we speak. And we should hear something off of that. We didn't work that out, did we?
This break.
Oh, okay.
It is right here. Black and white. We're going to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's the CD? I need the CD. I got to look at the CD. All right, we'll work this out.
Maybe we should just play a song.
No.
I don't have one.
You're going down that path.
We'll work it out. Work it out.
We'll have somebody get one.
The word that was driving me nuts and then Drew nuts is micro and macro. Those were the two things. Micro means small, macro means huge. Now, too close to me to mean two opposite things. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Lauren?
Hi.
Like micro and giganto or something like that. That I'll go with. Go ahead, Lauren. You're 15.
Hi.
Hey.
I love you guys.
Who you love? Static X?
Adam and Drew.
Oh. Well, we love Static X.
Nobody loves us.
So now,
okay. No, I love you too, okay?
Okay. Oh. What's your question?
Well, I really like my boyfriend, and we've been going out for a while, and we go to this point where we're going to almost have sex, and then I get, like, these flashbacks of, like, being molested, and he gets freaked out. He thinks that I don't like him or something. He doesn't know. I don't want to tell him that.
Uh-oh. Well, how do you act during those flashbacks?
I just say that I don't know. I don't want to.
But you don't freak out, start sobbing, or get angry or anything?
I'm going to kill you,
but
Danny.
I started shaking the other day, and he didn't know what was wrong.
Is he kind to you when you get like this?
Yes, he is.
All right, well, that's nice.
But he just thinks it's him.
Like, I think you ought to tell him. I think you ought to tell him.
Nah, I don't know.
How long have you been with him?
I don't think it'll freak him out.
I do. How long?
A couple months.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's 17.
Are you getting any treatment for this?
I'm in therapy, and I'm on Therizone.
Okay.
It's not really working.
Well, have you told your therapist about these flashbacks?
No.
You haven't told the therapist about what happened to you?
We don't really talk about that.
Lauren, you got to bring that out, okay? It's important.
He doesn't know about the molestation?
Who?
She, the therapist?
Yeah, he does, but we don't talk about that.
All right.
Well, that should be the new topic.
Yeah, that's what you go in there with this week.
Every time that happens, I think about cutting myself again, and I don't want to end up back.
But this is something I was talking about 10 minutes ago, which is this post-traumatic stress reaction. When these things overwhelm you, your brain does whatever it can to manage them, and it uses arousal. Now, the last caller thought I meant sexual arousal. I mean any kind of arousal. Cutting, extreme activities, rage, all those things will distract you or using drugs will distract you from the flashbacks.
Yeah.
And you need to learn how to manage those affect states, those feelings.
Who molested you?
My sister's father.
Your sister's father. Is that
my sister's father.
Your stepfather.
No, he was my mother's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Your mom sounds like a dynamite lady.
Oh, she really is.
Yeah, I'd really like to have a nice sit down with her.
And, you know, then I have my alcoholic cokehead father.
Right. All right.
Good time.
So plenty of reason. Plenty of stuff to talk to the shrink about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So get into that stuff. I would discuss it with the shrink about whether to discuss it with the boyfriend or not.
All right. Fair enough.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Get into that. Because I know everyone's into that truth will set you free stuff, but I don't know. 17-year-old dude could get pretty freaked out over this kind of thing.
I think the guy's ego is so delicate until he figures out, really understands it's not about him, he's going to be freaking out.
No.
And when she tells him it's sexual abuse, he's not going to really understand what that means even. He's going, oh, good, at least not me.
No.
That's going to be his take.
He's not going to say good.
Oh, a 17-year-old male?
No, he's going to be thinking, oh, great, that means I'm not going to get any.
He's going to be freaked.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's going to be freaked out. I think he would. I think right now he just thinks she's overwhelmed with his, you know, sexual prowess. You know, like she's swooning in front of
it's
Elvis
so
or something. Right. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say anything.
Good times.
Joe?
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My girl and I were planning on having sex and during her period.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what the chances were of her actually getting pregnant.
What do you mean the chances? You may give you a number?
Well, I mean...
What do you want, Vegas odds?
I mean, would it be almost the same if she wasn't?
No, it's not the same as when most women ovulate, but you can't tell when she's ovulating, so we can't tell you what the odds are.
Well, what if she's right on her period?
She can still get pregnant.
I'm just picturing...
Remember, they have two...
It's not likely, but it's possible.
I'm just picturing that Thousand Island that's going to come out of her after he's done.
There's no reason to get ketchup on your hot dog. That's all I'm saying.
Make sure, if you do this, and you do not use a condom,
when that mayonnaise hits the ketchup, boy.
You get that morning after pill, okay?
And I get that through the Planned Family, right?
Planned Parenthood, any doctor, you just take it with... The sooner you take it after intercourse, the more effective it is. Again, the idea is there's a 3-day window you can suppress the egg from being released, and the sperm don't get to it.
Just to be safe, use a condom while going in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on multiple levels, be safe, right?
Okay.
All right.
Joe, you're pretty hardcore for 17. I mean, are you glad she's on her period, or do you
it? Kind of pop.
No, I think
you're just so horny you don't care.
I think the window of opportunity has opened, and she happened to be on her period.
Yeah, just bad timing, but it'll work.
Have you been having sex with her?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You're ready to keep pushing on.
All right.
Are you going to go down on her?
Don't think so.
Earn your red wings, buddy.
All right.
You guys are really awesome, man. I listen to you guys all the time.
Good times there, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Then put some Visqueen down, some plastic or something, though, right?
All right.
You don't want to mess things up.
Visqueen?
Visqueen.
It's like a drop cloth?
Rolled plastic,
I see, yeah.
Construction, you know, from old construction days.
Big rolls.
I'm sure that 17-year-old knows what Visqueen is. Oh, excuse me.
Visqueen, yes.
Ms. Beasley?
Yes. Should I use a micro or macro amount of the Visqueen of said Visqueen? Erica?
Hi.
Hey, you're 19. You're on a Static X.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say, Adam, I am not obsessed with you, and I do not write your name on my shoes.
All right.
Careful. Oh, I was afraid of that.
We got to move on. we really do. Wait a minute. Did she have a question for Static X?
Yeah, but so does this one.
All right. Now, let her talk to Static X. Erica?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, talk to Static X.
I still love you.
That's fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God!
You know, hold on a second.
This is awful.
I wish in life that I had a drop button. You know, just a big button I could carry around, and you know, because it gets everyone in line immediately. Like you'd be talking to your girlfriend, and you'd be going, so what movie you want to see? And she'd be like, I want to see the Ivan Merch. And you'd be going, like, your finger would start going towards you. And you'd go, no, okay, no, Death Race 3000. That's fine. So it snaps everyone back.
Yeah. Basically, Adam wants to be the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Right.
The trap door button. Yeah.
Off with his head.
Right. And you know what's great, too, is you put him on, you hit that drop button, and you let him simmer for about 5-10 seconds, and you get back to him. Totally new attitude. It'd be great. Like you'd be like.
Why don't you just become a dog trainer, an animal trainer? It'd be so gratifying for you.
It'd be great. You go like a body shop. You get an estimate. The guy'd be like, "That's $1,800." But you'd see the finger above 1,000. $400 for free. It'd be great. Drew, get me one of those. Rig me up one of those drop buttons for life, would you?
Erica, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering, Static X. Are you guys going on tour soon, or?
Yeah.
They got some dates coming up.
Where do you live?
Santa Barbara.
We're going to be around this area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anaheim.
Can you get from Santa Barbara out to L.A.?
Yeah.
All right. Also,
that's where we'll be.
Also going to be in San Francisco on the 30th.
Okay. Of this month?
No. What are we in?
August.
We're in August.
Yeah.
What is it?
16th.
8th. Oh, yeah. 8th. Yeah. August 30th.
Cool.
They're going to be at the Fillmore in San Francisco. You want to drive up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we'll be in L.A. on September 1st.
Okay, cool.
All right.
See you there.
Thank you.
Good times.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to...
No,
you want to hear a song from Static X?
It's time.
All right. This is off of the new CD, Machines, and this one is called Black and White. Both here from Static X. Machines is the name of the CD. Shipped Gold, thank you. And we'll hear something else off of that CD in the 11 o'clock hour. Now it's time to get back to the phones and speak to Anna. Anna?
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
My question or not a question, actually. I was going to tell Dr. Drew that when I went into the clinic, the county clinic here in Sacramento, they said that I couldn't have the morning after pill because I didn't need it since I'd been on my period.
Since you had had your period or since you had sex while on your period?
No, I'd had sex while on my period,
And
I went in asking for the morning after pill, and they said that I didn't need it, and they wouldn't give it to me.
That's a call that some doctors might make. I wouldn't be willing to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just telling you that's what happens. It's not always the case.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad you called, and I would still encourage someone to take it. I think it's a protection, and it's a protection worth taking, and I don't think that having had or being on your period necessarily makes it safe for you. So,
what is the risk to taking the morning after pill? I don't mean.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great question.
I mean, you got to weigh them against each other.
Right. It's been used worldwide from over a couple of a decade and a half, and it's one of the only medications you can point that's had zero side effects. It's been a zero negative outcome from that drug.
Really?
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
now, and now on the other hand, we just got a fax here, an email rather, that I thought was interesting. This is interesting. It sort of highlights how different men and women are, because I never would have thought of this.
I'll tell you the interesting part. It's not going to be interesting because
I know.
You think it's interesting.
I know. That's the fascinating part.
It's not going to be interesting.
All right. She took the morning after pill at the end of April. I was wondering if you take the morning after pill, does it mess up your whole cycle the rest of the year? Because my period used to come in the middle of the month. Now it becomes the beginning. She's freaked out that it moved her period in the month at a different time.
Right.
And you wonder if that, you know, bothers women.
I don't wonder, though.
I know.
You wonder. One wonders.
One wonders.
Not this one.
But you're right. It's not very interesting.
Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's informative. And we try to be at least that on this show. Yeah. Lance?
You really just didn't hear what I said.
Huh?
That's all right.
Lance, you're 25.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
Hey, Adam, first I wanted to tell you, man, I'm probably your biggest, like, gay fan here in Dallas, man. I think you're awesome.
Thank you. As you know, I love the gays.
You do, I know.
I'd like to be the unofficial king of the gays. If you guys, do you have a king? Is there an old king?
There's a lot of
queen of the gays.
Yeah. Very few kings.
That's the point. You want to be the one king.
I would like to be the king of the gays.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
I guess I should probably start out by giving you a little background information, which will help out a little bit. I'm a recovering addict, recovering alcoholic, and a recovering sex addict, which will probably explain
very interesting
some of my behavior.
Yes, yes. Recovering in what sense? Tell me what you've done.
In like what sense? Sexually?
Like, are you going to SA? Do you have an SA sponsor?
Yeah, SAA and AA.
And you have a sponsor in each of those areas?
I have a sponsor in AA and working on getting a sponsor in SAA.
Okay, and how long have you been sober from drugs?
I've been sober now for 3 months on the 28th.
What drug?
From alcohol and drugs. I actually haven't drank for like 2 years, but yeah. I had a slip on Ambien.
So Ambien's been the latest drug.
Yeah.
I had a slip on Ambien a couple nights ago, which is I took three of them and I slipped in the tub.
And
I love that Ambien.
And
hey, so you don't slip again. Why don't you give me whatever Ambien you have?
I'll do that to you.
It's a great sleeping medication.
Lance, what's your drug of choice overall?
It was probably alcohol. Second was cocaine.
All right, got it. So you're only 3 months sober here, really.
Yeah.
What's your longest period of sobriety?
I was sober for a year and a half.
When was that?
That was about 6 months ago, and then
All right, got it.
So the question is?
The question is, I'm having a problem with my ex. It's like a mixture of, like, jealousy and attachment. I'm jealous of kind of the progress that he's made since we've broken up and his kind of capacity to make friends and stuff, and I have a really hard time doing that.
Mm.
I have friends and stuff in my program, but my sponsor just kind of came down on me really hard. She's a real ball buster. And my sponsor's a she.
I'm not sure that's right. I understand why you're doing that.
Yeah.
But are you going to a gay recovery group?
Yeah.
And they're recommending you? And they're recommending you get a female sponsor?
For me, yeah, because there's no risk of me, you know, wanting to sleep with her or anything like
you
that.
You know what? I understand why you're doing that, and it sort of may be a stopgap measure, but the role of the sponsor is really somebody to reflect back to you.
Well, what's wrong with having a different
it's
gender?
It's not enough of an identification. It's okay, and I understand why you're doing it, because you're a sex addict and whatnot, but you really need to be able to be fully reflected in that other person.
Well, is she a lesbian?
Yeah.
Well, you're halfway home. No, it's part dude.
Just keep that in mind.
But then you're part chick, so.
I absolutely do not.
It cancels out. You're right.
I really don't let people have sponsors that are opposite sex if they're heterosexual for the same reasons you don't want to have one.
Okay.
Same sex. But there's a quality to it that you really need the same sex identifying with you.
All right. Well, let's not get mired on the genitalia
here.
I've
had, like, a real time finding, like, male sponsors in AA, like gay sponsors that recognize sex addiction.
Yes, that's out. Yes, I understand.
Well, let's get back to the question, though. Your ex-boyfriend.
You would have to have that, you understand, Lance.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. Ex-boyfriend.
Well, the problem is I can't, like, we're still friends and stuff. We still live in the same apartment complex and stuff. He moved out and moved into a different apartment here in the same complex. So we see each other regularly.
That's not good.
But
You need distance. That's all. You need away from
him. Yeah, it's like I don't feel like we've had enough of that.
Cut the ties, dude.
Yeah, 6 months, cold
turkey.
Let it
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. You cannot monitor the progress of your ex, a boy or girl. It's always painful.
Yeah, you know what? Being friends is overrated.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
You don't need
it. It's not possible.
Yeah.
It's possible, but the first 6 months, it makes it very, very, very painful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, obviously you have feelings, and this person tries to start a life on their own. They start dating, and then there's trouble.
You can't do it. I think somewhere in here is an intent to reconnect with him.
Yeah.
You think so?
With the old boyfriend? Oh, yeah.
I guess anytime one of them wants to remain friends.
Especially when someone wants to monitor them.
Yeah. Lance?
Yeah.
Do you want to get back together with this guy?
No, not at all. It was like the best thing that could have possibly happened in my recovery was us breaking up.
Yeah. Right.
But no feelings, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's still some feelings there. I can't deny that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is Lance, is that your real name or your gay name?
No, that's my real name.
Oh, okay. Do they sign gay names, like Jewish names?
On occasion.
Yeah, because I think Lance is one of the ones they sign. All right. All right, Lance. Good times. Good luck.
All right, man.
Yeah, you sound like you're doing all right.
Great work.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. All right. Let's talk to Jen, who's 26. Jen?
Hi. Actually, it's Jen's with an S.
Jen's.
But, I've been a long-time listener to you guys, and Adam, you're the best, and Dr. Drew, I think you do a great service for the communities. But my girlfriend's on Paxil, and I'm thinking that we're probably going to get married maybe in a year or so. And I'm just wondering, like, what type of effect that might have when we want to have kids. Like, does it have any effect on children or anything like that?
The fact that she has depression or the fact that she's on Paxil?
The fact that she's on Paxil and also depression. She just revealed to me, at first she told me she was just depressed, but then she revealed to me that she's, like, somewhat bipolar also.
All right, hold on.
All right, hang on there, Jens.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your girlfriend's name, Lisa's?
No, Yvonne.
Okay. Yvonne's? All right, hold on. Hold on, we got to take a little break. Static X is here. We'll talk about Paxil depression and
bipolarism
and
whatnot.
Pregnancy and whatnot after this. Thank you.
Back in a minute.
Everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tony and Wayne are both here from Static X. Machines is the name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that.
It's Machine.
Oh, did I say Machines?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what they wrote on my paper
there. It's not your fault. All right.
Yeah, they wrote Machines there.
We're going to have to kick somebody's ass.
Sorry. I'm going to scratch that out. There,
I won't hold it against you.
Thank you. Static X. We'll hear some more off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. I can also tell you that they'll be on the Family Value or Values tour.
See, they correctly added the S to that.
Coming up. And you can also find them alone. Or I don't know. Are you playing with somebody on these dates I have in front of me?
It's headline dates, and we have a couple bands, friends of ours. Apex Theory and Dead Z are also going to be on the bill, but we're headlining these shows coming up.
Right. Fillmore, House of Blues in Las Vegas, Palace out in Hollywood, Anaheim at the House of Blues out there in the Cajun House in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Sunshine Theater, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Deep Ellum. And what the hell is Deep Ellum?
I have no idea.
It's a city.
All right.
What state?
No, it's a venue.
Oh, I see.
They sing Highway Star. That's in Dallas, and these are all coming up in the next month or so for Static X. All right. Now, where were we, Drew? Can we get back to the phones?
Jen's.
Yeah, I wanted to also mention that next week System of a Down is going to be in here. Henry Rollins, Jerry Manthe from Survivor and Playboy, and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. So a bunch of our old friends coming in next week. Jen?
Yeah.
Jen's?
Everybody is a repeat visitor next week.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Jen's?
Yes.
All right. And you're thinking about getting married in a year.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is on Paxil.
Yeah.
She has a bipolar.
Mm-hmm. How did that come up, that she told you she was bipolar?
Well, she had told me that she was depressed before, and then actually her dad came out to visit recently, and she said that he was bipolar, and then I kind of was like, well, what about you? And she said, well, yes, I am also.
I am, or I might be?
I am.
Okay. Is she on something besides Paxil?
Not that I know of.
Does she get manic at all on you?
She has, like, it's kind of a weird story. We dated in high school and then broke up, and then, like, about a year later, about 10 years later, actually, we got back together, and she said, like, in the time period before she called me, like, she couldn't sleep, like, for almost about a month solid.
Right, okay, so she was manic then.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be careful with people bipolar that go on antidepressants, because sometimes the antidepressants themselves can precipitate a manic episode.
Mm-hmm.
Your concern about pregnancy is appropriate. You really shouldn't be on antidepressants during pregnancy. There are none that are completely safe for children, but they may be safe. We actually don't really know the full effect of those, so most doctors will try to avoid that. And she's going to be watched very carefully for instabilities in her mood, just also during the pregnancy as well as after the pregnancy. She'll be at increased risk of postpartum depression.
Yeah. And what about a bipolar mom? I mean, does this get better?
Yes. Well, what do you mean?
I mean,
it's highly treatable.
What I'm saying is she gets on her meds, does a little therapy, gets in a better place, and then can have kids?
It's a highly treatable disease, but it's characteristically relapsing.
Okay.
There will be.
So it ain't like a cold. It goes away.
Good luck.
It goes away, but it comes back.
All right. Let's. Jeez, my headphones are for crap. All of a sudden, they went south. Wait a minute. I'm going to try plugging them back in. All right. Let's talk to Aaron, who's 19. Aaron.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. I'll get to my problem. I just wanted to say, like, Wayne and Tony, I'm huge fans, hardcore fan of Static X. I think you guys are just the greatest.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
They're coming to Scottsdale, Arizona.
He's in Tulsa, though.
I have a friend who lives in Scottsdale, and like I think that's the closest. You're coming to Oklahoma, so I might actually go.
He's in Oklahoma.
What did you read there?
I read
Tulsa.
Phoenix?
Oklahoma.
No, where's...
Tucson.
Tucson.
Yeah, I was thinking Tucson, yeah.
Tempe?
No, I read Tucson.
Yeah.
I said the Tulsa.
Tucson's too far south of Scottsdale. But, I guess it's a problem. Your screener didn't seem to think so, which is kind of cool. But, I'm basically, like, addicted to Asian girls.
Yeah.
Who is number one?
That's Minka. You like Minka?
Very nice.
Do you enjoy Minka?
I prefer Koreans, but I can live with Minka.
Minka is Korean.
Oh, well, then all the better.
Yeah, number one Asian big boob queen.
Oh, yeah.
Korean tennis pro.
Pictures of her.
Yeah,
right.
But, it's not... I dated... My first girlfriend was Asian, and it's kind of been the way since that I kind of seek him out. And it's gotten... kind of to the point now where, like, my best friend is dating an Asian girl, and I've been kind of trying to break him up on purpose for, like, the last 2 months.
Ooh.
Just to kind of hook up with her.
Ooh,
I mean, I'll
cool.
go out of my way. Like, okay, I'll be at a club, and a good-looking girl will come up to me, and if there's an Asian girl, like, sitting over there by herself or just having nothing to do with me, I'll go up and intentionally approach her.
So some hot blonde with, like, huge cans came up to
you? I have no interest in blondes whatsoever.
Yeah. All right. You like Asians.
Yeah, well, I don't know if, like, that's a fixation.
Well, all right, but probably, but what do you like about him?
I don't know, you know, it's like, this might sound kind of mean, but, like, the submissiveness or the femininity that comes, you know, through olive skin, man, I don't know.
What does that submissiveness do for you? What does that make you think of? What does that work for you?
I don't really, this is going to sound bad, I don't like, I've dated a lot of bitchy girls.
Right.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just kind of like the Asians that I've dated, the girls, and the other girls that I've dated, they're more passive-aggressive about it, you know? I mean, I'm kind of passive-aggressive myself. Like, all the ones, at least in my experience, that you, like, if you have an argument or something, they kind of blow it off and let it simmer. And they just, I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of control issue, but...
All right. What about the vagina?
I love the brown vagina.
You like the Asian vagina?
I do, and the brown nipples. It's... Yeah. If your nipples are a darker color than your skin, you're good times, good times.
Right. I got bad news for you. My nipples are darker than my skin is. So,
well, there are exceptions to everything.
We're going
to
be hooking up when I get out to Tulsa.
Hey, you can come look me up, man.
All right. I like a little nipple play. I'm not ashamed
of
it.
You're pretty passive, too.
Yeah.
Very submissive.
I want to point that out. I'll call you Mr. Eddie's father. Little Mrs. Livingston humor there from the courtship of Eddie's father.
Very nice.
All right. And yet, you're not a big fan of Minka.
No. See, I don't like the big breasts.
Also, she's got a kind of an aggressive edge to her, you know what I mean?
Minka?
Look what she did to you at that strip bar.
Just because she ruptured my scrotum with her shin does not make her aggressive, Drew. She's a lovely, lovely, lovely dynamite Asian lady. I had a lovely talk with at a strip club over some cherry pie by Warren. Huh? How much do your boobs weigh? Huh? Yeah, it was great.
That's when you first heard about the tennis history, right?
Yeah, do you guys know who Minka is?
I don't have the pleasure.
I'm not familiar, no.
Number one Asian big boob queen. She's an Asian woman with huge cans. Great porn star. She's a delight. And
I had to look her up.
Yeah, look her up on the internet.
Yeah.
We had her in here once.
Minka.
Yeah.
Minka.
Yeah. She's really really delight.
But she didn't start as a pornography queen.
Started as a tennis instructor.
Don't play tennis no more.
That's right. And when you see the cans on her and then you picture her holding anything, especially a racket, anything other than a penis.
Swinging
a racket, you will be amazed. All right, where are we going here? Did we help Aaron at all?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine?
Yeah.
Oh, look, whatever you like, here's the deal. If you're into Asian women, you're into Asian women. We're not going to be able to talk you out of that. So, enjoy. That's basically what we're saying.
Have fun, dude.
Andrew?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Great.
Yeah, I took trumpet like about a week ago.
What is that?
It's Hell's Bells. It's like a big yellow plant, and like it looked like a bell. And me and a couple friends, we made it like into a T.
Right.
Like, dude, I'm still on it right now. It's been like a week.
No,
I'm
kind
of scared.
Trumpet? You called it?
I took music lessons or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I took trumpet when I was in elementary school.
It's not Oleander.
Dude, like you start tripping out too weird. Like I had this big banner of Che Guevara on top of my bed. And like the guy started talking to me about the revolution.
Hey, you know what? I did acid when I was 13, and after like the sixth hour, George Washington was talking to me from the dollar bill, dude. So it's all good.
That guy was telling me like things about the revolution that I didn't even know. Where did I mean? Really
yeah, but Andrew, you're having a reaction here, okay? And
just mellow
some
out.
Some of these plant hallucinogens that people use can go on for quite some time. Do you remember where you've been the last few days?
Yeah, I've been just chilling at home.
So it's not like you're forgetting what's happening minute to minute and don't know where you've been, what you've been doing.
I see like flashes of light once in a while.
Right, but
you're just tripping, dude.
Yeah, you should see a doctor about this because this can really get...
Take some vitamin B.
Your stomach or something.
Say what?
It could like eat your stomach.
No, it's just that you can get pretty nutty and do some things that you can hurt yourself.
Dude, it is weird.
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, Adam? You kick ass, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you.
Were you on
The Family Guy? Were you the death guy?
Yeah, I was.
Dude, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, it's better when you're really high.
Dude, I was tripping out on you.
Yeah, you couldn't see my face, so I was wearing a hood.
And then when you touched that girl because you hated her?
Yeah. Oh, don't give away the ending. Come on.
Dude, it already came out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I touched this girl because I hated her. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, dude?
What are you, junior college, or what are you doing?
I'm a straight bum.
You're not working, huh?
I'm just chilling at home skateboarding all day.
You graduated high school?
Graduated from John Glenn High.
Oh, fantastic. And don't your parents want you to get a gig, move out of the house?
They bug me about getting jobs, but all I want to do is just be on my board and...
Right.
Yeah. No, people make a good living off of that, dude.
That's true. Let's not discourage your boy.
Watch the X Games on ESPN.
X Games, that's what
Andrew,
everybody
Andrew,
about.
Really, you're going to have to be careful. You could really get hurt with that.
Where did you get the plant?
From a neighborhood.
Is it more?
It was in La Mirada.
Was it Morning Glory plant?
No, they're yellow and they look like bells.
And did you just go pick them?
No, my friend said that if you take the stems off, and like the inside of it, and then you cook it into a tea.
Right.
And it was a tea, and you're supposed to only take one, from what people say. But me and this idiot took two and a half cups.
Right.
And dude, it's just, I'm still on it right now.
Okay, but did you guys go out and pick the plant?
Yeah.
So you just, it just grows wild.
It just grows wild.
All right. Good time.
There's gypsum weed.
All right. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, Adam?
Listen, you need every ounce of your brain to get yourself even a crappy job. You understand that concept?
Yeah.
You realize that if you concentrate as hard as you can and you put every ounce of effort into it, you're probably just going to get a crappy job. You have to do that. You understand me?
Yeah.
You got to move out of your parents' house. Get yourself a nice gig. Get a skill. You got to do it.
Yeah.
All right? And no more crazy drugs.
Nah, dude.
All right.
See, what people don't understand is that he's going to come down from this, and he'll be at increased risk of real serious depressions. And imagine this guy depressed. He's never going to get off the couch.
Yeah.
They'll find the springs growing into his ass after a few months. I mean, they really will. He could really disable
him. First off, I don't know if furniture has springs in it anymore.
At this guy's house? Think about it.
Oh, probably. That's true. It's probably. No. Are you kidding? They're still in the horsehair era. They haven't even hit the spring. It's filled with hay.
Beanbag chair.
His grandmother has a brand new sofa from 1937 that has horse hair in it. These headphones are driving me insane now. I don't know what to do. Should I...
Are they shorting out on you, too?
Yeah. Getting all that...
Do you want to switch? I don't get distracted.
I don't know if it's my headphones or
it was my mic. My mic was screwed up.
Now, let me try your headphones. Yeah. Are you ready?
All right, go.
You tell me what that sounds like.
Ready, swap. Hey, Wayne, I'll trade your headphones.
This stinks.
No way.
Yeah, is it bad?
Come on.
Yeah, you took the $1. Plug it over there on your side.
I just have this uneaten piece of biscotti.
There we go. Thank God.
This is working fine now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
My jack's bad then. All right.
Is there a problem over there?
And I rarely say jack and bad in the same sentence, but this is one time I'm going to make an exception. But this is marginally better. All right, let's talk to Jimmy, who's 21. Jimmy?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Tony and Wayne. Basically, with the sound, your programming and stuff and your music, the drum loops and stuff like that, I want to know what kind of equipment and who does that in your band?
We have these midgets that sit behind the drum riser, and they play all the samples and all that stuff.
That works, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good times, Jerry.
That's the answer? You don't want them ripping you off?
What?
No, I'm so distracted on this horrible Westwood One jack. No.
Well, you guys switch headphones again or whatever, I'll give them
the real straight answer.
Yeah. I use an Akai MPC 2000 sampler. It's pretty popular for anyone who's into that crap. And, you know, I just sample keyboard things off keyboards or, you know, noises off whatever, movies, whatever, you know, and just sort of manipulate it and do whatever I want with it, you know, put it together.
Right.
What's the device on the cover of your album this time? That's our logo, and we just kind of made it into this sort of half organic, half machine kind of thing. And I'm not really sure what all those
had no historical
details are,
medieval meaning or anything.
No, it's something we just kind of came up with.
Something just pooped out.
Karen,
yeah,
you're 19. What's up?
I got a question. I just started dating this guy, and when I was sleeping next to him, I woke up because he was wrestling around and found out he was masturbating next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had anything like this happen before, and I heard your show a couple days ago where a woman said that she had her boyfriend actually ejaculate on her.
Right.
Well, I asked him if he was ever going to or not, if he ever felt like he could. He told me his excuse is that he knows when he's going to, but he doesn't know that he's masturbating, so I don't know how that's possible.
Are you worried about this?
It kind of bothers me because I've never had anybody do this, and I don't know if it's normal. He told me his other girlfriends knew that he's done this with his other girlfriends.
Well, do you have sex with them?
No.
Well,
you
don't.
Dating.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Are you sleeping in the same bed with him?
Huh?
You're sleeping in the same bed with him?
Yeah.
How's that work?
We just started dating, so, I mean, I'm not one that just jumps right onto him.
I know, but why are you sleeping?
Well, at least give him a hand job. I mean, if you're sleeping with the guy, come on. Give the guy a break.
I guess that's my fault. I am neglecting, but I still think it's kind of weird because he told me, too. I was like, was it because...
Oh, yeah, he should at least, like, run to the bathroom.
What did he say?
Hold on a second. I'd really like to take this moment to discuss the stupidity of our callers, which is I'm saying, you just started dating this guy. You're not sleeping with him.
Why stay in the same
bed? Why are you sleeping?
Yeah, right.
What's with the sleepover? aspect of the relationship.
Yeah, I don't think she understands what that
she
means.
She does not think that's strange or peculiar at all, and has no idea why anyone would be asking that question.
Yeah, I've jumped into relationships like that with other guys, and I end up getting...
No, Karen,
well,
Karen, that's not the question.
You're kind of jumping the gun by, you know, sleeping in the same bed.
Right, isn't that sort of inappropriate?
Well, he lives about half hour away from me, so we don't get to see each other very often. So it's like we have
Jet copter or by car?
By car.
Half hour is nothing.
It's not very far.
Yeah. Half hour. I
drove for an hour to get here.
Half hour from the studio. Sure. Yeah.
I'm here every goddamn night.
Yeah, it's like going to work or something.
I'll tell you, Karen really knows how to drive a point home, though, doesn't he? He does live like 18 miles from my house, so. And what's he have, a moped or a donkey? What's he use for transportation?
Just his car.
He has a car.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even rollerblades, it'd take you an hour.
So you're saying if this guy has, if you guys have an 8 o'clock date, he has to be.
On the other side of the border, too.
Right. He has to be in his car by 7:30? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
All right, he lives on the other side of the border?
Yeah.
You're in Michigan.
Right.
He's in Canada?
Yes.
Oh, he's Canadian.
That explains a lot of stuff.
Does he have trouble getting back and forth? He has to deal with the border?
That explains his deviant.
Well, it's not that he works, too, so. It's the fact that his job and then me coming over. So it's just the fact that we just spend the weekends together.
And, all right, but how about sleeping in separate areas?
How long have you been dating?
Only almost probably 3 weeks.
You're giving him confusing messages, and his physiology is responding accordingly.
Right.
Well, see, the thing is how you guys say that it's because of the fact that I'm not sleeping with him. Well, his other girlfriend slept with him right away, and yet he still did it with them.
No, Karen, that's not even the issue. We're just saying this whole situation is sort of flawed. Mm-hmm. It's not appropriate for you to be sleeping in the same bed with him, and he's going to do what he's going to do, and that's that. But you should be, if you're creating a boundary there and you don't want to get going in that direction, then do that. Don't sort of extend him down the path and then expect him to stop the truck, the train in his tracks.
Make him sleep on the couch.
On the other hand, this guy is...
diabolical.
This early. You know there's that part of the dating process where you don't want them to know what kind of asshole you really are? It's usually the first couple of months.
Yeah.
Like all that deviant crap you do, that thing I do where I cut my hand and I fart into it and then I wave it into my mouth and stuff.
Were you actually able to withhold that for a few months?
I didn't start that until week number 5 or 6.
Oh, it must have been so tough for you.
Well, there's a window because if you go too long, then you can't do it.
And it's weird.
You understand? Yeah. So you got to start somewhere between week 5 and week 9, but that's in the book. I'll get into that later. My dating do's and don'ts. I'll tell you the funniest thing I ever did with my girlfriend. I love this story. I was driving my car. It was a couple months in the relationship, and driving down to Moore Park Boulevard over here in Toluca Lake, and I let a big one, and I'm driving the car, and I do the hand flap thing where I'm wafting it up toward my face with the hand. And she's disgusted, and she's sitting in the passenger seat, and she says, Jesus Christ, do you have to do the thing with the hand? Do you have to flap it up toward your face? And I look at her, and I go, I am driving this car. Do you want me to put my head between my legs while I'm driving? Do you understand that we could go off the road and get ourselves both killed? And use your head.
Did she get defensive? Oh, I'm sorry.
I delivered it in the straightest, most angry way.
What'd she do?
Safety conscious.
What'd she do?
She just looked like a deer in the headlights for about 2 beats, and then I started laughing like just a madman.
And then you locked the windows.
Yeah. No, that's Jimmy's move. Jimmy locks the windows, and then I open the car door to try to, you know, get some air in there, and then he started locking the car door, too, and turns the heat on, by the way. That's another one of his big moves. All right, so was this Karen? What you're doing is a little bit weird, sleeping with the guy you're not sleeping with, and what he's doing is a little bit weird, too.
So create a more appropriate, a clearer boundary with this guy if you don't want it to start going that direction. Right?
Mine's more neglect, and his is more satisfying himself from the neglect.
Well,
no, you're not hearing us at all.
He's trying to send a message, too. When guys beat off, it's like, see what you're making me do? I didn't want it to come to this, but look what it's come to.
And
it was the fact that I was in his sleep, because I even, rolled him over, and he was still just sleeping.
Well, listen, he you may have gotten his engine running pretty high gear.
He's a catch,
but the point, I know.
Hang on to him with both hands.
All style.
And wrap yourself in Visqueen before you. Another Visqueen.
But listen, Karen, you just... create that boundary and set it, and that's fine, but don't be unclear about it. Sleeping in the same bed with him is very mixed message.
Yeah, if you tease. You take your average 19, 20-year-old Canadian especially. They're super horny, those guys.
And loaded.
And you give them a few drinks, and you screw around, get to second or third base, and then say, no release, though. It's time to go to bed. And he goes to bed.
Right next to him.
Right next to him. And you feel that warm body right against the groin. Every 19 or 20-year-old guy is going to do something in the course of the evening. I don't know if it's sliding a hand up somewhere. I don't know if it's touching themselves. Rest assured, something will go on in that evening. Jessica?
Hi, Adam and Drew.
Hey.
Hey, Jessica.
It's so nice to finally talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
What's Say hi to Tony and Wayne from Static X, by the way.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Hey.
And Wayne.
Anyway, I've been trying for the past...
She doesn't like you.
Go ahead.
No, I've been trying for the past week to break my hymen, so my voice would drop and I could sound older.
All right, hold on. Hold on here. We need to examine this one, but after the break.
This a girl?
Yeah.
She wants her voice to
No, it's
drop?
A boy with a hymen. B-hymen.
She wants her voice to drop?
I didn't know the hymen was connected to the vocal cords.
We'll find out what she's thinking.
All right. We'll take a break. Back with Static X after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That'd be Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. System of a Down, Henry Rollins, and Jerry Manthe from Survivor 2, and Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Oh, those Long Beach Dub All-Stars. I'm going to take a nap before we do that show.
Yeah, their work. It's like having the Insane Clown Posse in here, isn't it?
Yeah, there's certain bands, not Static X, but certain bands in here where you really earn your money. Long Beach Dub All-Stars. They're always drunk and rambunctious, and God knows... We'll probably take three calls. We really will. But good guys. Nice guys. Yeah. I'm just saying that because I don't want any crap.
Good guys.
Good guys. I love them. Love them like brothers.
Yeah, we have a saying, you know, when we talk about anybody, whether you're talking good or crap about them, you always follow it with, but they're nice guys.
Nice guys.
Nice guys. Static X here.
Nice guys.
Machine is the name of the CD, and we'll hear something else off of that in a few minutes. Let's get back to Jessica on line 516. Jessica?
Hi, Adam. Hey.
Hey.
If I may take a moment.
Yes, you may.
I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, I'm going to be watching The Man Show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be thinking to myself, I talked to this man.
Yeah. Right. What an honor.
Right.
It is.
I'm going to watch it, and I'll be thinking, I'm going to give this man a hand job in about 20 minutes. Thank you. All right.
What's up? So, Jessica, you wanted to adjust your anatomy to change your voice?
Exactly.
Help me understand how that works.
Well, I heard people talk about how after you break your hymen, or maybe after you give birth, or various, you know, biology changing aspects of your life, they release endorphins or growth hormones or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they could help your voice break, grow older, or your boobs get bigger. I don't know.
No. It's true. No.
Or,
now, my sister sounded like Minnie Mouse, and then her hymen broke, and she sounded like Brenda Vaccaro. I swear to Christ. It's so true.
You know what? When I was your age, I had heard that, you know, if you put your penis in a vacuum, it'll, like, make it bigger.
Right.
It didn't work.
It didn't?
Adam heard about a Spanish fly and about some girl that killed herself.
True story. My friend Carl, his older brother Kurt, dating this chick, you know, and he gave her some Spanish fly, you know, and he just met her at this club, and he went in and stopped at a convenience store at a 7-Eleven to grab some condoms because she was so horny. And he ran in just to get the condoms and the six-pack. When he came out, she'd killed herself. She'd impaled herself on the stick shift of the car trying to have sex with
her. True story.
True story. That horny. Spanish fly.
So the moral of the story is, have condoms.
He did her anyway. That was the kind of guy he was.
Necrophiliac.
So the moral of the story is, don't believe what you hear when you're 13. Okay? That's what we're trying to tell you.
Oh,
all right, but Jessica, what's up with the crazy part? All right, what's up with you? You seem kind of nutty. Yeah. Yeah. Always, when you give that mad scientist laugh, it always smacks of guilt, too.
Okay.
like okay, you got me.
That's right.
Oh my God, it's in Muttley too.
Muttley.
I'm sorry, I'm a little, you know.
High. Yeah. What's but up?
Reminds me of somebody.
Are you crazy?
Well, The thing is, I'm trying to front a band.
I see.
And I have to sound older.
Okay, what's the name of the band?
I can't tell you that.
Really?
She's up there in Montana.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone will know who I am then.
Yeah. Do you play an instrument?
I play the guitar.
I see. And why
come
don't...
Come on, it's free promotion.
Yeah, why
for
don't
your
you
band.
give a plug to the band?
Oh, I can't. Everyone will know who I am.
Okay.
And then they'll come see your band, and isn't that what you want?
Right.
Do you want me to play the guitar for you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'll see if I can...
Do you cover any songs?
Huh?
Do you cover songs?
I'll play you a song that I wrote myself. I won't sing the lyrics because copyright stuff. I don't want anyone to steal it, but I'll play the guitar.
Sure. No, I know. You got to protect your art, man.
I sure do.
Hey, do you know Hell is for Children by Pat Benatar?
Huh?
Okay. Hold on a second,
Jesse.
You plug that amp in. That's my big karaoke number, by the way. The Hell is for Children. Really brings the house down, yeah.
Rock.
So, Grandpa, you fell off the swing because hell. I dedicated it to my parents before. I do a lot of talking in the middle of it. It's heavy. It's moving. Not a dry eye in the house, but I'm done. Hey, Jay?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we're going to talk to you for a minute while Crazy Jessica plugs in her amp. You're okay. 14. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to say all you guys are great, especially you, Adam. You're a god.
Thank you. Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I told the guy I had a different question, but
right.
I thought of something a little more important that I wanted to ask you.
All right.
Well, I was making out with this girl the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I got it, like, not like a boner, but, like, barely up, and I started leaking, and I've noticed that every single time I make out with a girl or get, like, close to him,
mm-hmm.
this happens, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
That's normal.
It's called premature ejaculation.
Yeah, just be aware that if you decide to put your penis in someone, that it's fully loaded and leaking.
Well, I don't even have a boner, so how could it be, like, premature ejaculation?
It is.
Well, no.
You ever see American Pie?
This is leaking. I mean, it's not an orgasm, but it's
leaking
dripping.
Semen, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. That's not what you would traditionally think of as premature ejaculation.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the pre-ejaculate.
Right, right. And some guys have a bad gasket, and that's you, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Your dad's probably a dribbler. Ask him about it.
does that mean, like...
for Easter.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Does that mean I'm only going to be able to go for, like, 30 seconds or something?
No, it doesn't.
No, it just means that you can get a chick pregnant without having an orgasm because your penis dribbles.
You see
what I'm saying?
You get that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, just stuff something down there.
Yeah, okay.
Like a roll of Bounty down there or something. That's what I do.
Temple.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
a man pond.
Yeah, put a man pond up there.
Man,
that up your urethra. Yeah, shouldn't they make small urethra-sized tampons, Drew? You know what I mean?
This is another one of your ideas that
would not hurt. I'd put one of those in. Urination, semen, what have you? Just a drip. Maybe have an infection. There's something coming out of there. Why ruin a pair of slacks, Jessica?
Hi, Adam.
Oh, peeny pads.
You got your amp plugged in?
I sure do. Okay, hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah, sure can. What's the name? Now, is there a song that you can do that we know of? Can you cover a song?
Well, have you heard of Speeding Up to Slow Down from Better Than Ezra?
I know.
That's one of my favorite ones.
All right, I know Better Than Ezra, but I'm talking more like, you know, MacArthur Park or something, you know. Something we can all sing to.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The classics.
How about Walk on the Ocean from Toe the Wet Sprocket?
All right, that I know. I know that song.
Okay, are you ready?
It's going to be a tall order. Go ahead.
Hey, I could sing this one.
Go ahead. Right, do Walk on the Ocean. Here we go.
Hey.
We'll decide whether she needs to change her voice, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a one.
We spotted the ocean. Actually, you know what?
At the head of the trail. Right? Here we go.
Where are we going? Okay.
Right.
Let me play my own song because I forgot how to play that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Is it possible that you never knew how to play it?
I knew. It's just I forgot completely.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Right. This is a ridiculous show.
Mm-hmm.
Chill is for children.
Ready for the will of the fair there.
All right. Now the drum solo.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jessica.
Second verse, same as the first.
All right, everybody. Now, just the boys. All right, should we see if she's still going on?
Yeah.
Let's check back in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, she needs a lower voice. Her voice is so high, I can't even hear it.
Yeah. Only dogs can hear it.
All right, time for Static X song.
No, wait a minute. We got to keep going back.
This is like a bad sore. Right? Why did she stop?
Jessica?
I shortened it up because I knew your guys are kind of busy, so...
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hey, do you...
She gave us the radio edit.
Do you have one where you sing?
I have lyrics to that song, but I can't.
Are you a masochist?
Huh?
No, I just... I'm trying to get her... She wants to change her voice. I'm trying to figure out whether she should or not.
Do you want me to sing?
All right, Jessica, you hang on. We have to hear band. We have to hear a professional band, all right? Okay, Jessica?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, I just want to find out. Jessica, I think, is nutty, right?
Yeah.
Is she nuts?
Yeah, yeah.
You think she's a big gal? Do you get that big gal vibe from her?
No, she's just a little girl. She's having fun, you know. It's,
yeah.
She's probably a little nervous. Yeah. You know, it's all good.
Jessica?
Yes?
You a big gal?
Actually, I've lost a lot of weight. I used to be heavy, but...
All right. All right. Okay.
You're down. Yeah, I weigh 150.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
All right. Let me do the radio math there. Hold on a second. 5'1", 150. Do the radio math. Carry the 5. 4'11", 168.
Oop.
Yeah. I did the radio math. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Then we're going to come back. We'll hear something from Static X. And hopefully...
Wait. We're going to hear...
We'll take a break. We'll hear something from Static X. And maybe another Toad the Wet Sprocket song from Jessica after this.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Loveline, everybody. Static X is our guest. Machine is the name of the CD. And let's hear ourselves a song off of that CD.
What's
right
it called?
Away. This one is called This Is Not. Well, that was Static X from the Dr. Demento Static X Army. Drew and I just had a weird little spell
very
there.
Weird.
Very strange.
Flashback.
Very strange, yes. All right. Machine is the name of the CD. Please go out and get it. You don't have to, though. It's already been ship gold. But, it would be nice.
But it'd put a smile on
it. But for you, not for the band.
Yeah.
Travis?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, actually, I got a question, or see if you guys can help me out with this. I've known this girl for about 4 years now. She just got done with a bad relationship. Her ex-boyfriend treated her, pretty much like dirt.
And you're looking to swoop in.
Yeah, you're going
to
save her.
No, it's not that. I mean, I don't know. I've found myself attracted to her, and I tried to keep it friends, but I just think I want a little bit more out of it.
Did you say you had lived with her for 4 years? Is that what
no,
I heard you say?
I've known her for 4 years. I went to school with her.
Uh-huh. I lived around her for 4 years.
Okay. You think she has an interest in you?
See, that's what I don't know, because I've talked to her about my feelings and everything and how I feel towards her.
Hold on 1 second, Travis. This is just, again, one of those things where men and women are so different. She's a downer luck. He's like a bird of prey coming in on a small animal. Well, a woman, if a guy is down on his luck,
kick him in the nuts and laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh like a hyena.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, she's down. She's easy. Oh, I'm interested now.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a guy, there's nothing you'd like more than to see some hot looking chick whose self esteem's at all time low that you can swoop in on. Yes, please, Wayne. Don't take that moral high ground.
No, you know what? It's better to have a girl that has self-esteem than...
Oh, it is.
Of course.
It is.
But like, when you're thinking just short-term, man.
I guess,
she's easy. Easy prey.
Men go for that. Men go for it. Women are completely shut down by it. And men are sort of enamored with it.
They sense your pain and try to increase it.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so anyway, Travis...
Yeah.
You told her how you felt, and she said what?
She actually told me, because this was about 3 months ago when she just first broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She said she needed more time.
Right.
I don't know if that was one of those lame excuses.
Yes, it is. Yes.
No.
Lame.
Well, but then it might have been an excuse built on her intention to get back with her old boyfriend.
Okay. Right. You can try one more time, Travis.
So try one more time.
But only once more.
Just once.
Once more. And I suggest you go in asking for a date. Yeah, you have a real date in mind.
Yeah, don't talk this in this sort of
abstraction,
theory.
Yeah.
Is it possible that one day you might like me?
No.
Talk about what's going on this
weekend. We have concert
weekend.
Tickets. Let's go.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been nothing but the kindest person to her.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Travis, come on. Travis.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Here's the deal, and I think you guys would all agree with this. No matter what she says the next time you talk to her, there's a certain bottom line. Either you're going out with her.
Or you're not.
Or you're not. She could tell you she's in love with you. She could tell you, you know, you're the greatest guy in the world. Right now, I'm not ready. Whatever it is, there's a certain bottom line. You're going in for an interview. Do you get the job or not?
That's
I don't
right.
care what the boss says. Do you get the job or not? If you don't get the job, move on.
Then words are completely useless.
Guys, please understand that, because women, no one wants to say, look, you're ugly, you're fat, I'm not into you, you have a small penis, your breath smells, I'm not attracted to you. It's uncomfortable. No, they go, no, you're a great guy. No, I'm in love with you. I'm not in love with you, but I love you, my best friend. You're great. No, one day. And then the guys start feeding them lines. Well, do you think one day, maybe sometime, there might be a change? Well, sure, one day down the road. And then that's enough for the guy to build a dream.
I just need
on.
Some time right. now, just now. And I just broke up 12 months ago.
Right. Nonsense.
Do you want to talk to Jessica again before we finish up?
Oh, right. Jessica.
Still there?
See, the band's going. She just got off a tour, actually.
Hi,
Jessica?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know what? I just found that tablature for A Walk on the Ocean, if you're still interested.
Yeah, let's hear some. We don't play enough Toad the Wet Sprocket on this. And I know Static.
It's a damn shame, too.
They were the greatest band of the early 90s.
Static X was heavily influenced by Toad, as they call it.
Very, very huge.
Well, anyway, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We fought in the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going?
It's not exactly a tone problem.
So far away.
Deepening the voice may not correct some of those things.
Somebody told me.
It's just vibrato.
It's a little more of a pitch thing.
I think Toad the Wet Sprocket had it right, and they're very poetic when they sung Where Are We Going?
Prophetic, I think.
Prophetic, yes.
Damn it, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, hang on a second.
You hold on.
there must have been an agent calling or something on the other line.
Yeah.
Matt?
Label's knocking her door.
Hey,
that's
Matt.
That's right.
Matt.
Yeah.
You're 36. What's going on?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Nothing. What's happening?
Just sitting here. I got a question for you. Been dating this girl for about 2 months, long distance relationship. We've hooked up about 3 times. I've known her since we were like 13, 14 years old. Real comfortable with her. But I want to get her to do a little trimming down there. And we're going to see each other in like 10 days. So I want to give her, you know, some warning. But I don't know if it's going to, you know, she's kind of a little insecure. So I don't want to, like, make a big deal out of it.
What was the preamble he said? They know each other?
He's known her for 20 years?
Oh, yeah, I've known her for a long time.
And now you're going to start dating her? Or you have been dating her?
He has been.
Well, we've hooked up over the years, but she lives in another state. And
she's coming out to stay with you?
She lives by some relatives. What's that?
And you want her to trim her pubes?
Yeah.
Are they out of control?
They're not horrible, but they're, you know, I like it, you know.
Well,
and she trims up and everything for bikini. And
when's the last time you saw her pubes? 1974.
I'd rather Jessica sing.
When?
They might have grown since then. No, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We hooked up in the last 2 months.
You want her to trim it down?
Yeah.
Get yourselves one of those portable shavers, you know, and then while you're down there, just
he wants her to trim it off before she comes out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't you call her up, do a little dirty talk, and start like talking fantasies, you know?
Yeah.
And they go like, yeah, I like a girl with a nice little runway down that I can land my tongue on. Yeah.
You get into that dirty talk.
And
you
and
Matt keep talking after off the air. That's fine.
All right. Or maybe Jessica can compose a song asking her to trim her pubes. We'll be back.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. Well, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Loveline in the Ground. Next week, System of a Down, Henry Rollins, Jerry Matthew from Survivor 2, Long Beach Dub All-Stars. I want to thank Static X for coming in here. Mainly Tony and Wayne from the band.
Thanks for having us again.
Screw those other guys.
Machine, name of the CD, out in stores now. Look for them coming to a town near you and also on the Family Values Tour. I want to thank Ken, our substitute engineer, right? Is that right? We got that right. See? I told you, Drew.
Good times.
Doing a great job for Anderson all week, and producer Ann for putting her feminine stink on the show and booking the guests, and Damien, the bald wonder, for doing a great job on the phone. So, until next time. Oh, and who else am I missing?
To Lauren?
Lauren, yes, and Lauren for doing a great job, bringing the dog in, having it cry hump everyone's
Red
legs.
Rocket, Red Rocket,
so, until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.